With so much bad stuff going on around us, you have to ask yourself, what's the antidote? What's the solution? How can we make it stop? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Husbands cheating on wives and wives on husbands. The violence, the murders, the dishonesty, the greed, envy. And let's face it, you and I are guilty of some bad stuff too. Hopefully not that bad, but we get cranky with people. We're jealous sometimes, pushy, rude, whatever. The truth, we too make bad stuff happen. So, question, how do we make our bad stuff stop? Turns out that the answer is much simpler than we might think. Romans chapter 13, beginning at verse 8. You should owe nothing to anyone, except that you'll always owe love to each other. The person who loves others has done all that the law commands. The law says you must not commit adultery, you must not murder anyone, you must not steal, you must not want what belongs to someone else. All these commands and all the other commands are really only one rule. Love your neighbor the same as you love yourself. Love doesn't hurt others, so loving is the same as obeying all the law. Could it really be that simple? Well, actually, yes, it can. When you choose to love the next person, your neighbour, as the Apostle Paul puts it, your part in that bad stuff simply stops. And come on, those neighbours are perhaps going to look different to you, sound different, believe differently, act differently to you, perhaps even annoy you occasionally. Love them anyway, because our bad stuff stops when we love our neighbour just as much as we love ourselves. Friend, that's God's word. Fresh for you today. Loving others is the most powerful expression of our faith in Jesus. But we need to know how to love. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Love Is. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, the web address is ChristianityWorks.com.